You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's already Friday, the 17th of October, 2003. We're going to have wide open phones today. I want to take a ton of calls on any pertinent issue you'd like to discuss, any questions, comments. You want to attack me, hit me with your best shot. You want to agree with something I've had to say or elaborate on it. You want to alert the public to propaganda that has been implanted in the dramas and sitcoms on television or in the movies. Got a bunch of emails on that today. You're welcome to call in to the show. It's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Who knows? I might even go to calls in the next segment. I mean it. I want to take a lot of calls. I've been doing a better job of getting more of the calls, and we're going to do it today here on this global transmission, today, tonight, this morning, depending on what area of this world you're listening to us in. And boy, the stack of stuff, as talk show hosts say, is large. Syria on alert in case of Israel attack. We'll get into that. Another top microbiologist dead. This out of the Advocate newspaper. LSU West Nile researcher, 46, dies in pickup crash on I-12. And, of course, a lot of these guys have died where their cars are tumped over, and then they drowned in a puddle next to the car. And he drowned in a puddle, and so he's in a puddle of rainwater. There have been lots of those deaths. And that dovetails with the new developments, dark actors at scene of David Kelly's death. The microbiologist, former head of Porton Down, the man who started blowing the whistle on lying about weapons of mass destruction. We'll get into some interesting reports on that. Also, U.S. combat deaths pass 100 since the end of the so-called war. Smart screens, sample DNA, you'll all have to give it now. Our national police are calling for it. They're calling for it in England as well. The picture which shames the U.S. Army, we'll tell you about that picture. It's on prisonplanet.com right now down at the bottom of the screen. Bush, Baker, and global genocide. Also, Marks and Spencer tag shirts with RFID. They're moving ahead with that. Small tracker chips embedded in your clothes, not to be removed. Bill Gertz putting out propaganda for the neocons as usual, protecting George Bush when it comes to proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Big Brother car spy puts privacy at risk. More on the satellite tracking systems they want to make you live under. Child ID numbers to help fight abuse. Now they admit all this national IDing of children is about reporting numbers to CPS so they can grab your children. Officials in Hot Springs are issuing ID cards to children. Feds want all-seeing eye in the sky. Germans lap up claim that U.S. plotted September 11th. Top government official now doesn't say the evidence looks like the globalists carried it out. He now says the U.S. government did it. A lot more hardcore than what Michael Metcher and the British minister had to say. EU vitamin and mineral supplement update, how they're banning those. And a bizarre story, Jews appear on blacklist prepared by NRA of gun haters. And now the big Jewish organizations are saying the NRA may be anti-Semitic. Folks, this is getting so ridiculous by the minute, I don't even know what to say anymore. But pretty soon, these leftist Jewish groups are going to lose all credibility. You just cannot continue to call anyone who is right of Stalin anti-Semitic. It is not going to work. Because I'm not anti-Semitic. Everybody I know isn't. But if you criticize anything Israel does, they claim you're secretly worshiping Hitler. And then the Jewish groups endorse a real Nazi like Schwarzenegger. Look, it's all coming up. Just a really big show. And that's the tip of the iceberg on the news. We will cover it all. We're doing a better job of that. Your call straight ahead to 800-259-9231. And I'm going to do an expose of the NRA today.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It was, well, good, but also very painful to discover that, well, not my suspicions, but my analysis was frankly, a little not strong enough. And what am I talking about? Well, let me fill you in. A couple days ago, I had Angel Shemaiah, the webmaster at Keep and Bear Arms, on the show, and I visit the website daily. We grab some of the key news stories off that, and we're kind of a Reader's Digest for folks that want to be up to speed on the New World Order. So we'll have a few key NRA stories or Second Amendment stories every day. So I go to their website and I go to others. I've never been to their keepandbeararms.com/NRA section. I mean, they got like, I don't know, 50, 60 stories and an even bigger archive of National Rifle Association treachery. Now, I was aware of almost every news story there, every NRA action, every NRA crime against the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. But to see it all there chronicled, so well documented, I spent hours last night when I got home at midnight from work on a new film. I spent hours just reading every single article on there. And I can speed read, so there's no way we can read all this on air, but I can give you a synopsis of it, and I would encourage anybody who's on the internet, I think I'm going to create a clone of their NRA section next week for Infowars.com, just because we need to duplicate this information. It's so important, and I have it available to more people. But on Monday, I got real upset because Keep and Bear Arms had the transcript from the federal court. I went to the federal court, got the transcript. To my horror, it was true. I mean, I we've had Angel on many times. I know they're a great group. I trusted them, but I had trouble believing it. There was the NRA saying, we're for registering all the gun owners. We believe people shouldn't be able to leave their homes with their guns. We're for gun control. I mean, they normally do things that cause that to happen, but they're not that overt. This is a smoking gun. I mean, I thought I was reading something from Sarah Brady. In fact, Sarah Brady will not generally be that hardcore. She has to sneak around a bit more. A few times she's admitted that, yeah, we got to ban all the guns to enslave the people. She said that on the floor of the Senate back in the early 90s, and that's in my book, and that was in the National Educator. But this was just about as bad, and to see this really got me angry. It made the listeners really angry. Well, then I did some more research, and Angel pointed out on the show that, well, you need to go to our NRA section. So I finally did that last night, and there were so many stories of just the last 2 years that I remember that I had ranted and raved about, and each story by itself proves the NRA are a bunch of anti-gun socialists masquerading as patriots, when really they're Benedict Arnolds. Yes, really the greatest general of the war at the end, turned against General George Washington. Benedict Arnold, a genius of military affairs, a patriot, a man who had been wounded, a man who had fought bravely, thought that we were going to lose, and so he jumped over to the other side. So I just use the Benedict Arnold example because there are traitors. That happens in a war, okay? And Angel talked on the show about how, yes, he'd have the same experience I've had. In fact, he was having it that day. You post what the NRA has said and done, you show their treachery, and then people email you and call you and say, you're a traitor, you're a liberal, you're working for the other side because you're against gun registration and gun confiscation and reauthorization of the assault weapons ban and Our Lady of Peace Act, which, by the way, is all being supported by the National Rifle Association. The Cato Institute accused the NRA of trying to destroy one of their cases, trying to derail it. Folks, here in Texas, in several different legislative sessions, we experienced NRA getting in our way, trying to sabotage our operations. I don't just go stand around in the halls of the State House for 10 hours at a time, 8 hours at a time, with a video camera, and I don't just sit there and shake hands and talk to state reps and members of the legislature and state senators. I don't just do that for fun. I got a life. I go down there because I'm the only one that seems to have the will to stop things around here. I have to do everything. Okay, I'm not gonna blow up. The point is, I have to deal with sniveling NRA trash. Trash of the earth, filth of the earth, garbage of the earth. And I declare war on the NRA as a bunch of gun-grabbing garbage today. I'm going to make it a serious issue, one of my main focuses. One of my main focus points, because I am not putting up with it anymore. And I sat there for hour after hour after hour. Over 2.5 hours. At 2:30, I finally had to go to bed, reading what they'd done. And again, almost everything in there I already had covered on air, but piecemeal. You know, every few weeks, I'd cover this, I'd cover that. Oh, see their treachery, and I would kind of glaze over it. But when you look at it all in total, the documents, the facts, the quotes, the statements, it is unbelievable. So what are we going to do about Benedict Arnold? What are we going to do about this traitor? You can sit there and go, well, I guess the redcoats are really pretty nice, and you shouldn't be talking bad about them. Well, you just need to get out of this country. You need to leave. we would have our Second Amendment back instead of sliding and losing ground every day if the people out there would grow up, do some research, and stand up for this country instead of sending in your check to the NRA. All right, I don't want to get off on an hour-long rant about this. Later in the show, I printed off about 20 of these treacherous stories concerning the NRA. And then I noticed this morning when I was stapling them, I printed them last night and was going to staple them this morning, that they're supposed to be printer-friendly, but about half of them aren't. I need to call Angel and tell him to put these up in printer-friendly versions. So I'm going to have some trouble reading these, but, because, you know, a word will be cut off at the end of each sentence. I have to, like, imagine what the word was. But we're going to go over a lot of this. Probably take me 30 minutes later in the show. And we're going to have open phones today. But, again, to see it all together. And there was a few stories I wasn't aware of, a few treacherous activities I wasn't aware of. To have it all together, I literally was getting sick to my stomach because I realized we're going to lose it all, folks, if we don't expose these traitors. If we don't grow up and stand up. Because we have these allegiances. You know, imagine the troops under Benedict Arnold. I mean, they believed in him. There was dismay. The Continental Army almost fell apart when they arrested Benedict Arnold. But it's happened, folks. And I'll say it right here. The NRA is sworn to get your guns. What do you have to say about that? 1-800-259-9231. And the vast minority of you that email me calling me a communist because I'm exposing the NRA, calling me a communist because I'm against Bush, who, by the way, is closer to a communist than I am by light years, I'd like to hear you call in. I'll try to be nice to you. Tell me what your major malfunction is. Explain to me why we should compromise. Explain it to me. I want to understand. Stand. 1-800-259-9231. And then coming up, we'll get into Syria on alert in case of Israeli attack. Another top microbiologist in the U.S. dies. In the inquiry whitewash in England, it's come out that there were a bunch of men in black uniforms seen around Kelly's dead body right before he was found. U.S. combat deaths pass 100 since the end of the so-called war. Bunch of DNA sampling and tyranny. As I said, a bunch on the NRA, a bunch of news on the economy and the dollar and the new colored money. Just a bunch of key news today. Right now, let's go to Jane in Arkansas. Jane, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex. Nearly all the shortwave listeners have heard about and are very concerned about Terry there in Florida. To me, what the judge has done is state-sanctioned murder. Most of us have sent emails and we've made phone calls and we've gotten nowhere. A lot of the programs have asked for additional suggestions as to what might be done to save this young woman's life.
Well, for those that don't know, who've been, on the other side of the moon, this woman is awake, looking around, crying when she sees her mother, smiling, and they pulled her tube out 2 days ago, and basically there'll be irreparable damage within another 15 hours or so, and then she'll be dead by next week.
Right. The only thing that I can think of this at this point would be for people to contact the chief of police and the sheriff in the area, because attempted murder is taking place, and file charges against the doctors.
Well, an assault, assault, torture is taking place. You don't kill an axe murderer like this by depriving them of water. It's cruel and unusual. It's against the Bill of Rights. But they will do it to a woman, a poor, dear woman who is conscious. They're setting the precedent now that having your eyes open and mumbling is vegetative.
I think that if charges were filed with the local police authorities, it might could be stopped. And that's the only thing I can think of that might work, short of going in and physically removing her.
I agree. And what town
hospital.
Is she in again? I got the article.
Oh, I'm not close to
the computer. I'll dig them out.
I can't remember.
I'll dig my articles out. You know, the truth is they've killed hundreds of such people that we know of. They're setting the precedent just to where next time we won't be as upset. And it's going to be just like abortion. You know, 20 years from now, it'll be 50 million Americans have been killed while begging for food. Anything else you'd like to add?
It. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, and thanks for your concern. That's a great idea. There should be criminal charges filed. 1-800-259-9231. You got any other ideas, folks? We'll be right back.
Late summer 2003. Mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
My God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Welcome back, folks. A former top German minister in office just a few years ago has come forward and basically says the globalists carried 9/11 out. And I got a bunch of headlines out of Germany where more and more people, it's verging on the majority, are coming right out and saying the military-industrial complex orchestrated the entire attacks. And more people that I talk to on the street understand this. I'm talking about police, military, professional people. Because once you look at the facts, only a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist could say that 19 hijackers, a bunch of whom have now been found to be alive, could magically hijack all four of these aircraft, and the NORAD could stand down for all these hours, and on and on and on goes the evidence. So that's coming up, those stories, and just a bunch of other news, and of course an expose. I'm going to go through some of the treacherous activities of the NRA that are just legion. But right now, let's talk to Chris in Tennessee, then Tracy and Dan and Dave and others. You're on the air, Chris.
All right, Alex. Thanks, man. Yeah, I joined the NRA a long time ago. I think my membership expired soon before I knew what they were. I since have joined Gun Owners of America and Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. But last week, it's kind of funny, the NRA called me, and the guy starts to spill about the 2004 presidential election. The rabid gun grabbers will be coming out of the woodwork. And I go, you're talking about George Bush, aren't you? And he just kind of slipped, and he goes, the Democrat, I said, well, you know, George Bush said he'd sign the assault weapons ban. He's kind of, you know, one of the big pushing for it. And he was like, well, if we don't get our funds together, and I said, oh, so you want me to donate to help defeat George Bush? He's like, no, we're talking about the Democratic candidate. Well, it got to the point, the guy, then he started talking to me. I said, listen, I've sent him several letters, but I said, don't ever call me again until your publication, I think it's called First Freedom or something, I get every month, said, when you run a front page, a big expose on how George Bush is a gun grabber, then I'll know you're really trying to do what you say you do, but you all cover for him while he takes our guns away. Then you have the audacity to call and ask me to give money to help reelect him.
Have you heard us read what the NRA lawyer said in a federal court case that, quote, we are here to register guns. We don't believe it's an individual right. We think you need to keep your guns in your house and not leave with them.
Yeah, that's they are only a ruse, a shill, and people need to wake up, you know, because they support the NRA and think it's helping them, and all it is, they're just the compromised society, and they're going to compromise us right out of existence.
They're a teddy bear the establishment hands us when they drop us in a vat of acid. Here, this will be your comforter. Take this teddy bear. Just focus on it. We're going to drop you in a vat of acid.
I wish if a third or a tenth of the people that belong to NRA would wake up and join JPFO or something, then some things would start happening, I tell you.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's already gone. Sorry. That's my cue. Thanks for the call. I hang up on you. Sorry. I'm going to let you finish up. Look, and it's not just JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, Aaron Zellman, great folks. It's not just Keep and Bear Arms. It's not just the Gun Owners of America. You need to start your own liberty group. I mean, right here in Austin, I have Texans for Freedom. We've defeated the Patriot Act. We've defeated gun bills. We defeat the gun bills in this state. We have the rallies. We go out and bullhorn the gun grabbers. The NRA is nowhere to be seen, and they don't just not help us. They attacked us in the Dallas Morning News and called us extreme because we're for zero gun control. I'm sick of it. Let's talk to Tracy in Texas. Tracy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to really thank you for everything that you're doing here. I mean, it's just really wonderful. And as far as the NRA goes, you know, my dad is, he's like a lifetime member of the NRA, and I've talked and talked and talked to him until I'm just blue in the face. And, you know, I think, well, we live in a small town, so his mind is pretty closed. You know, I live in one of those towns here in Texas, unfortunately, that runs off the good old boy system. You know, and as long as you do everything, you know, the way society in this town states that you're supposed to do it, everything's okay. As soon as you step outside the realm, you know, then you're kind of an outcast, you know. And we have the sheriff who has illegal aliens working for him. We have our own chief of police who's one of the biggest drug dealers in this town, you know. And as long as you follow along in their footsteps, you're fine. But as soon as you try to go outside the realm and fight that, then you get in trouble.
Absolutely. We've got a bunch of neutered males in this country that think being a slave is cute. Well, we got to compromise a little bit. Don't talk about my NRA that way. Did you want to add more, Tracy, or are you done?
I think I'm done. I just really want to say thanks, man.
Well, thank you. We'll be right back with more news, okay. More calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescription.
And my friends, the New World Order isn't backing down either. So it's like two locomotives on the same track colliding with each other, and it's important that you get involved in the fight. Now, Don and Dan and Harold and Ray, your calls are all coming up, and just a plethora of other news. Captain Joyce Riley, who has a big talk show right here on this network, you probably heard her on some of the national shows as well, is giving us an update on Terry Schindler Schiavo, who's in Pinellas Park, Florida. There's only about 30 people there at a prayer vigil outside. She's conscious. She's looking around. She smiles when she sees her mother and father. She's been given no treatment for 13 years. I've been saying 10 years. We've had her family and lawyers and others involved on. 2 days ago, they pulled her feeding tube. Irreparable damage will now start ensuing here in the next 10 hours, according to experts. Captain Joyce Riley is a nurse and has actually been by the bedside of people who were dying of cancer, whose stomachs had basically been removed, who couldn't eat. Takes weeks of tortured pain to die. Dehydration. It's nightmarish what happens. I've read the descriptions, the medical descriptions of the skin cracking and bleeding, the tongue swelling up and turning black and cracking, the water leaving to the core organs. the eyes drying out and dehydrating. It is one of the most horrible forms of torture around. I mean, imagine being in a rock slide and being covered with rocks and living for 2 weeks. Well, it's and dying. That's basically what it's like. And it's horrible. The family doesn't want her to die, but the state and her husband have pulled the feeding tube. And Captain Joyce Riley's been working on this. And we've also are going to have an attorney on with us covering this for the next 10 or 15 minutes. She's there in Pinellas Park being killed right now. And Joyce has got some of the latest developments. Joyce, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. I do appreciate it. This is very difficult to talk about, and it's very difficult for a lot of people to think about. But, Alex, it has to be talked about, and it has to be addressed right now, as you know. This situation that's taking place, and I do have Linda Kennedy conferenced in here, and she's going to give us some of the information. We just got off the line with the attorney's office a few minutes ago, and there are a couple of developments from the legal side that I'm going to let Linda address in a minute. But I'm very concerned right now that there's only 30 people down there with a prayer vigil, and I want to say and implore you, if you are within striking distance of Florida, be there at that Pinellas Park hospice. Be there. It's got to be an outpouring of people that Jeb Bush sees and knows is there. It's got to be an outpouring of people that say, not no, but heck no, you're not going to kill this woman. Take your signs, get down there, and go. Now, as you said, probably within 15 hours, the damage will not be reversed. What happens is the kidneys are damaged so much from lack of fluid that they begin to shut down, then all the other organs shut down. Now, we were getting ready to leave from here to head down to Florida, and it's just that we don't think at this point that we're going to be able to get there in time. So we're begging and begging you to please be there. Please go and be there for Terry Schiavo and for everybody in this country. Now, I did take care of a patient who starved to death, and it was unfortunately a medical situation where there was nothing that could be done for her. But I took care of a patient every single day for 2 weeks. And let me tell you, it's extremely difficult for me to talk about because I know what she's going through. But let me just say that you have no idea the torture this woman's going to be put through. And why in this country we would ever allow this to happen, I do not know. But I am begging you, because if you knew what it would be like to have to watch this woman go into a state of delirium and then a state of unconsciousness and then her body begin to twitch. I mean, when she wants to live. Also, Linda told me that there was a new video that had been done. And I'll let her tell you about this video of her when they told her that they were going to take the feeding tube out, what happened. But I implore every one of you.
And that video is at terriesfight.org.
No, you know what happened? The court has sealed this video we're going to talk about right now. This is a new video, Alex. It's not even on the website. The court sealed it. And I'm going to let Linda tell you about that.
How did the court seal? Oh, so when she found... Okay, Linda Kennedy, lawyer, bring her on.
Go ahead, Linda.
Hey, Alex, and greetings to your audience. Yes, this video was a video that I believe it was the father that actually took the video when they told Terry that she was going to have her feeding tube removed, and she tried to get out of her wheelchair, and she was trying to, you know, go for help. This is not anybody who's plugged into anything, not that that should matter. She's not with her eyes half open. I mean, this is a woman as alert as you and I who is now being starved.
What was the description by the father? She obviously began to struggle.
Yes, she did, and the statement I got was she was trying to get out of her wheelchair. And
like an animal caught in a bear trap.
Absolutely, and evidently Judge Greer is no stranger to me, Alex, and unfortunately the story's too long to go into now, but this judge has been in the news before for very questionable and illegal tactics, and I will take all the responsibility for saying that. Nobody else knows I'm saying that. It's my fault if anybody wants to sue anybody, but he is known for that. And what he did is he sealed this tape, and he told Bob Schindler that if he released the tape, he would no longer be allowed to see Terry unless the husband allowed it. And so Bob unsealed it.
Well, I think
anyway.
At this point they've got to go ahead and put the video out because she's going to be dead soon.
Absolutely. He did. He did the day before the feeding tube was taken out, and this was the video I'm talking about. As you know, I'm sure, and as your educated listeners know, you can't seal a document or a tape or what have you unless you go through numerous steps to show that it's in the public's best interest and it's for national security, and that's why you've sealed it. What national security are we protecting by sealing the fact that she doesn't want to die and she's totally conscious?
Now, talking to Mr. Schindler, her father and mother, what exactly is on this videotape?
Well, I've got it from them in an email, so I haven't specifically gotten it from their mouth. I got it from their email, and it was basically when she was told to that she would have this happen to her, she struggled and tried to get out of her wheelchair. And, Alex, you may have this. I'm a regular listener, but every now and then
We've had the Schindlers on the show, and obviously right now they're just desperately fighting, meeting with the governor, everybody else, trying to save their daughter's life. And we've only got 15 more hours or so, according to the medical experts, until she's going to be devastated. And she's been given no physical therapy, no antibiotics for infections for 13 years, 13 years of torture. And again, you can't do this to an axe murderer. You can't do this to a child molester. But a good, decent young woman who's been in a living hell for 13 years is now being killed.
That's right. And apparently her lawyers met with the sheriff, that's Sheriff Rice, and I have his phone number, and also State Attorney Bernie McCabe this morning. And they tried to get an indictment against the husband for all of this past the shenanigans he's been pulling. Plus,
by the way, it's on the record, the Associated Press. They have doctors, they have nurses saying this woman could be walking if she'd have been given treatment. She used to talk, used to could eat food in her mouth, and then he demanded, no, oh, that's treatment. And he said that, you know, when is the bleeper going to die? He wants to get remarried. That's been in the mainstream news. It came out that it wasn't a heart attack, that she'd had bones broken, classic trauma. This is incredible.
And Alex, actually, even since or right around Labor Day of this year, some of the indictment is even going to events as recent as that.
Okay, now what's the name of the sheriff and the law enforcement that wants to go after him? How do we support them?
Okay, now they're not going after him. That's what we have to do, is we have to get this sheriff who is also...
But you were saying that they were attempting to but didn't. Why?
No, actually, the attorney for her met with them this morning, and they did not act upon it.
That's horrible.
So what I think what we need to do, though, is put that pressure on them. That's Sheriff Rice, R-I-C-E, and that's 727-582-6200. And they need to know that the public is watching. Obviously, the vote doesn't matter anymore, but there's still more of us than them, folks.
Now, they're in Pinellas Park. What's the name of the county? Do we know the name of the county Pinellas Park's in?
Joyce, do you
no,
know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
We'll dig that out.
Okay. And then also, the state attorney is Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E, McCabe, M-C-C-A-B-E. And his number is 727-464-6221.
Now, if a governor can pardon a murderer, the governor could put a stay on this, but he says he'll let the, quote, courts handle it. That is horrible.
Well, you know, it's interesting that even the attorneys are still waiting for this, quote, unquote, silver bullet of the law. There is no silver bullet of the law. This is just plain wrong, and these people can stop it any time they want. The law does not apply to the government. It only applies to us in the way that they want to apply it. So don't anybody think that Jeb did everything he could, et cetera, et cetera. He can stop this anytime he wants.
Well, look, they're setting a precedent. Mr. Wendland out in California, many others, we've had Wesley Smith on, Wall Street Journal writer. He can list hundreds of names of people who were controlling their own wheelchairs, bowling, you know, able to drop a ball and bowl, talking, begging, please give me food. Every time we do this type of a show, talk about this, nurses call in and say, yeah, they kill people at my nursing home. They kill them here. They kill them there. This isn't, quote, right to die, folks. This is the government, because we're an aging population, setting the precedent to kill us. And this is going to come back on us. Joyce, do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, think about Stephen Hawking. You know, the very most intelligent physicist who's in a wheelchair, can't speak, can't move, can't do anything.
This woman has more motor control than he does.
That's right. That's right. Let me give the address of the hospice. It is Woodside Hospice, located at 6774 102nd Avenue North, near 66th Street North and 102nd Avenue North in Pinellas Park, Florida. So
Joyce, please go over that slowly. Folks, grab a pen and paper, pull over, get a pen and paper. If you're in this area of Florida, shame on you if you don't go to her aid. If you're in Florida, try to get up there. If you're in Georgia, Alabama, get down there now, folks. That's... We've got to stand against this wickedness, or we're going to... You reap what you sow.
That's right. It is Woodside Hospice. It is located at 6774 102nd Avenue North. 6774 102nd Avenue North, and that is near 66th Street North and 102nd Avenue North. That's near 66th Street North and 102nd Avenue North in Pinellas, and that's spelled P-I-N-E-L-L-A-S, Park, Florida. And all I can say is go there now. If you can be there within 10 hours or 15 hours, be there. Unfortunately,
folks,
we're 24 hours away right now.
Exactly. And, folks, she's in there, strapped down in the bed, conscious, in great pain, no water, parched throat, and she's dying. She's being tortured to death right now. You think about that hospital room. You think about that hospice room. You think about this 13-year fight. You think about what's happening right now, and you understand this could be you, your son, your daughter, your grandmother, your grandfather. This could be your wife, your husband. America is turning into the pit of hell. And I have an article here about Adolf Hitler and his murdering, starting with one disabled child. The parents came to him and said, kill our child, euthanize. And Hitler had been getting stuff from Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and the eugenics people. And that's when it all started in the mid-30s. And look what it led to.
Yes, Alex, interject just a couple
sure.
more things. One is, this is unconfirmed, but I have it from the inside, that the mother-in-law is the one sitting in there in a sealed room to watch her die, the mother-in-law. And secondly, as far as this entire situation, you know, there's the whole issue of Oregon, the money from Oregon. There's an issue of euthanasia and making it legal, et cetera. But there's another issue that I talk about a lot is if you have a trust or if you have a fund, that the courts will actually suck you into the court, appoint their friends over it, and suck it dry. And that's exactly what's happened here, including the independent expert for the husband who claimed that he had no relationship with the judge or the defense attorney. I told Bob Schindler, you've got to dig up the dirt. You know there's money going, you know, back and forth. You've got to dig it up. And he found it. And they had this long-standing relationship that they lied under oath about. That's what's going on here. They sucked her dry. They're going to, you know, do whatever other agendas they have to do. And that's what we're watching right here.
Incredible. Just incredible. I just beg everybody that can be there, flood that state with people. Also flood the sheriff's department with respectful phone calls of how we want to see charges filed, because this could happen to anyone if this can happen in the state of Florida. And it's been on CNN so many times. The world is watching this woman die legally.
And last, I'm sorry, Alex.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Last thing I just want to tell people that no matter what happens with this, I mean, we're fighting, you know, a beast. We are fighting a beast. And even, heaven forbid, if we don't win this one, we have to show them that
we've got to fight it. They can't set the precedent here.
That's right. And if we don't win this one, we could win it on the next one. We can stop it. But we can't stop it by sitting there going, oh, isn't that too bad? I mean, we have to pray.
Well, duty is ours. Consequences are left to God.
Amen.
And, you know, if I saw five gang members beating an old woman to death, and I wouldn't think about launching into attacking them and fighting back, even if there wasn't a chance for me to win. I mean, it's just simple, folks.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Alex, and we'll continue to update you and the rest of Genesis.
If there's new developments, I mean, she's going to be basically irreparable damage the next 15, 20 hours. I mean, they pulled it on, Wednesday at noon? It's now Friday. They say 50 to 60 hours. Joyce, you've worked around this. What would you say about Terry?
Well, no, I would say that probably you're right. In the next 15 hours, it probably will be irreparable. There may be some chance, but I don't know. And I think that it's time to act. The time to act is right now.
Well, she's been denied a lot of care in the past. That may have actually made her more hardy in a way against this, but there's no telling. This woman's had quite a fight. Imagine being surrounded by this for 13 years with the family fighting. And it shows. Don't just sign papers. The family was all crying. She'd been in the hospital for a day. The husband came and said, oh, the lawyers say it'll be easier if you just sign over rights. That'll kind of focus things, get it down to one person. And they said, okay, crying, and signed. And don't sign anything, people. Linda Kennedy, comments to that as a lawyer?
Yeah, I would agree. Well, I shouldn't say everything, but most often there's fine print, even if it's not written on the paper. There's legal terms.
It's tied to U.S. code, tied to other precedents.
Right, and it does. Normal language doesn't mean normal language in legal terms. It may, you know, when you say you have a right to know, know means something to everybody except lawyers, and it means something totally different. So don't sign anything, even though common sense tells you it's okay.
Absolutely, and keep your mouth shut.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Alex. I really appreciate this.
All right. Thank you,
thank
Joyce.
Thank you to the listeners, too. Thanks.
You bet. Thank you, Joyce Riley, and thank you to Linda Kennedy. Take care. It's devastating, and I'm glad that Joyce came on the show with that update. And it hurts my heart, because when I see an innocent, weak person pinned with coyotes and wolves and hyenas ripping their innards out and laughing all the way to the bank, it makes me sick, because I know that I'm on the list, and you're on the list, and we're all, whether you serve it or fight the system, we're all in this nightmare, demonic, filth-ridden, corrupt, decadent society where people don't care about each other. All right, we're going to come back, and we will go to Don and Dan and Harold and Ray and others and get to all the other news. It is Wide Open Phones, and we're talking about humanity defending against tyranny.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny, because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, right back to your calls here in just a few minutes. If you believe in what we're doing on this broadcast, if you believe in the ideas and values that we stand for, You need to spread the word to 10 people a day, whether you listen on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, so we can warn more people. It's up to you, the grassroots. That's where the power is. It lies in you, ladies and gentlemen, taking action. And one of the best tools we have is my documentary films that expose all the different facets of the New World Order and their crimes, their admissions, their battle plans, their blueprints. I've made 9 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I have great T-shirts that expose gun control and tyranny, bumper stickers, books and videos by other authors. They're on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in our secure online shopping cart. Or you can call toll-free to get the videos or books or tapes at 1-888-253-3139. And this Christmas, give the gift of understanding and enlightenment and expose the darkness. Be the light, folks, in the darkness. Get the videos. Make copies of them. Yeah, I authorize you to do that. Give them as gifts. Put them on Access TV. Give them to your sheriff, your county commissioner. Soften their hearts. Wake them up to the big picture. Get them out of their compartmentalization. Of course, there's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, about September 11th. Part 2 of that, The Masters of Terror. My newest film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The Occult Activities of World Leaders Caught on Video. These are all amazing videos. They're all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. Order 3 or more. They drop down to $20 a piece, a substantial discount. And your purchase makes this show possible. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Get the videos. Wake people up and support the broadcast and the books as well. Let's talk to Don in Missouri, then Dan, Howard, Ray, HW, and others. Don, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I think the people ought to do more than just buy your videos. They should send outright donations so you can get more staff and do more, I think.
A lot of people do that. I don't do that, but yes, I'm somebody that it all goes to fighting the New World Order, and everybody knows that, and we do need your support.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, I wanted to touch upon this NRA matter again. I had complained to them about what Holbrook had done, and they sent an email back to me yesterday saying that there's a certain context to this whole thing. I thought I'd run it past you.
Okay, for those that don't know, their lawyer, Holbrook, in a federal case said, we're not arguing for uncontrolled access. We want guns registered. That's a quote. And we don't want you to be able to leave the home without them. And so the court said, oh, good, you agree, quote, with reasonable restrictions. That's Handgun Control Incorporated argument. What did the NRA tell you?
They said that back in 1976, the city of Washington, D.C., their town council had passed a resolution banning all gun ownership. And so because the crime had shot up so much that there was sympathy now for some ownership by means of registration.
Yeah, but it's a federal case. It'll have national repercussions. It's a federal court. They know that. We've had the experts on. And they argue this in other parts of the country.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to derail the Cato Institute lawsuit that's national.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured there was something like that. They try to make it sound like it's a very local...
Well, yeah, they're co-opting gun owners and convincing you that restrictions is good. It's like Project Exile and all this. Federal task forces going after gun owners. Oh, it's so good.
It's pretty subtle stuff, the way they work, you know?
It is. Anything else you'd like to add?
I was just thinking about, the cultural war that we're fighting. I think what we're really fighting is tyranny.
That's it. Stay there. I'll let you finish up in the next hour. We'll be back in 70 seconds for the second hour and get to all your calls and a bunch of news. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with us.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for...